This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, it's the story that frankly everybody is talking about. The 90 minutes on stage last night in Philadelphia. Trump v. Harris. We've got the highlights, the lowlights, and the reaction coming up. First, let's check the forecast for today. Our chief meteorologist Dan Brunoff joins us. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Joe. Good morning, everyone. Not as cool this morning, but still pleasant for this time of the year. A lot of us have fallen into the 60s again. Average low is 70. And I've got some stuff showing up on 1080 weather radar about 100 miles east of Dallas, and it's moving westbound. How will that impact your day? And what about more heat? Oh, I've got lots to talk about, believe it or not, in the traffic and weather together on the 8th.
I do believe it. I'm Joe Kelly. We're live at the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas 24-hour news center. The KRLD Morning News continues now with Heather Behrens and John Little.
The first meeting between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump in the history books as the country heads into the November election. KRLD's Kurt Lewis breaks it down.
Meeting in Philadelphia last night, Trump and Harris jousted for about 90 minutes to make their case to the American people. For Harris, one of the top issues is abortion and recent court rulings on in vitro fertilization.
Couples who pray and dream of having a family are being denied IVF treatments.
Trump emphasized social issues important to Democrats.
There's never been anything done like this at all. They've destroyed the fabric of our country.
Today, just hours after the debate, the first absentee ballots of the presidential race are going out in Alabama, with other states soon to follow. From the 24-hour news center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Both former President Trump and Vice President Harris hoping for a bump after last night's debate. SMU political scientist Matthew Wilson says both candidates got a chance to talk about their key issues, but those may not be the things that are most important to voters.
I would have liked to have heard a lot more substantive policy clash and discussion between the two of them. A lot more debate about, you know, the real substantive details of foreign policy, tax policy, economic policy, etc.
He predicts the Harris campaign will be happy with her performance and says the Trump campaign will be glad he used so much of his time talking about the border.
North Texas congressmen are reacting to last night's presidential debate. We talked to Tarrant County Democratic Congressman Mark Vesey, who was thrilled with Harris's performance.
She was resolute. She stood firm. And she kept her composure, even when he said crazy things about people eating dogs.
He did admit former President Trump could be entertaining. We asked Republican Collin County Congressman Keith Self if he thought someone walked away the big winner.
No, I don't think there was a clear knockout on any stretch of the imagination by either one of them.
Meanwhile, Texans thinking about how their presidential candidates did last night. Cardell Coleman is chair of the Dallas County Democratic Party.
Tonight was proof positive, right? If there were any questions about what the Democratic platform is or who Kamala Harris is or what she's ready to do on day one, or if she's ready to be president on day one, that was all put to rest tonight. She was strong. She was lights out. And she proved that she is presidential.
Meanwhile, Abraham George is the Texas GOP chair.
I think he was being Trump. I mean, it was just great because, as you know, Trump cannot be something else. He answered every question. He debunked, you know, a lot of the things they've been accusing him of for the last, you know, 8-9 years now.
Stay tuned. In just a few minutes, we'll go in-depth on last night's debate. Plus, we want to hear from you. Send us a voice message in the Odyssey app. Just tap the microphone button on the KRLD page on the Odyssey app. Let us know what you think about the debate.
In other news, Texas is not expected to take a direct hit when Hurricane Francine makes landfall, but there is still danger.
There is a danger of life-threatening storm surge in various regions, especially in the upper Texas coastline.
Governor Abbott says Texans should be prepared for difficult driving conditions in coastal areas. Francine continues to move to the northeast and should pick up pace as the day goes on. Landfall is expected this afternoon or this evening along the Louisiana coast near St. Mary Parish.
Well, a Watauga man is going to be spending some time in federal prison for the January 6th riot.
D.C. federal judge Tanya Chutkan split what Kyle McMahon wanted and what federal prosecutors asked for and sentenced the former U.S. Marine Sergeant to 19 months in federal prison. Prosecutors had asked for 2.5 years. The Watauga man had helped lead rioters around bicycle rack barricades and into the Capitol during the attack. He had come ready for action with a Kevlar helmet, first aid kit, and a gas mask. Court investigators say McMahon grudgingly admitted that Capitol police officers had only been doing their job that day, but otherwise had no remorse or regrets for his actions. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
A woman is in the hospital and a 17-year-old girl is behind bars this morning, accused of shooting the woman in the back while that woman was holding a toddler. It happened overnight at the Alta Landing Apartments on Joplin Road in Kennedale.
Police tell us that they were shot at while trying to get an older woman and that child to safety. This all happened just before 1 o'clock this morning at the Alta Landing Apartments in Kennedale. According to a police spokesperson, when officers arrived at this apartment complex, they saw an older woman and this 2-year-old on the balcony. They asked them to come downstairs to talk with officers, and while they did that, police heard gunshots. They then saw the woman with a bullet wound to her back, the child in her arms unharmed. Now, police say the 17-year-old continued shooting the gun at police officers. They returned fire but did not hit anyone. The teenage woman eventually surrendered to police and was arrested and taken to the Everman City Jail. She faces several charges here this morning, including attempted murder.
That's NBC5's Evan Anderson reporting.
Well, back to the debate. Former President Trump and current Vice President Kamala Harris got to answer questions about some of the hot-button issues in the presidential race during last night's ABC News debate. You heard our simulcast here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. Immigration, one of the biggest topics. President Trump criticized the policies of President Joe Biden and Vice President Harris.
What they have done to our country by allowing these millions and millions of people to come into our country. And look at what's happening to the towns all over the United States. And a lot of towns don't want to talk. It's not going to be Aurora or Springfield. A lot of towns don't want to talk about it because they're so embarrassed by it. In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. And this is what's happening in our country. And it's a shame. As far as rallies are concerned, as far as the reason they go is they like what I say. They want to bring our country back. They want to make America great again. It's a very simple phrase, make America great again. She's destroying this country. And if she becomes president, this country doesn't have a chance of success. Not only success, we'll end up being Venezuela on steroids.
I just want to clarify here. You bring up Springfield, Ohio, and ABC News did reach out to the city manager there. He told us there have been no credible reports of specific claims of pets being harmed, injured, or abused by individuals within the immigrant community.
Well, I've seen people on television.
Let me just say here, this is the
people on television say my dog was taken and used for food. So maybe he said that, and maybe that's a good thing to say for a city manager.
I'm not taking this from
but
television.
But the people
I'm
on television saying their dog was eaten by the people that went there.
Again, the Springfield city manager says there's no evidence of that. Vice President Harris, I'll let you respond to the rest of what you've heard.
You talk about extreme. this is one of the reasons why in this election I actually have the endorsement of 200 Republicans who have formerly worked with President Bush, Mitt Romney, and John McCain, including the endorsement of former Vice President Dick Cheney and Congress member Liz Cheney. And if you want to really know the inside track on who the former president is, if he didn't make it clear already, just ask people who have worked with him. His former chief of staff, a four-star general, has said he has contempt for the Constitution of the United States. His former national security advisor has said he is dangerous and unfit. His former Secretary of Defense has said the nation, the republic, would never survive another Trump term. And when we listen to this kind of rhetoric, when the issues that affect the American people are not being addressed, I think the choice is clear in this election.
That is Kamala Harris, of course, and you heard that ABC News debate right here on KRLD. Harris criticizing Trump for pressuring Republican lawmakers to block a bipartisan border bill. Trump said Harris should convince President Biden to sign legislation securing the border.
7:15, share your thoughts with us on last night's debate. Just use the voice message in the Odyssey app. Tap the microphone button on the KRLD page, and you can hear expert analysis and reaction to last night's debate with Mike Rogers coming up at 10, Chad Benson at noon, and Will Cain coming up tonight at 7 o'clock.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
In an update to a story out of Arlington, the school district is saying no one was ever tied up. We get the latest from KRLD's Austin York.
The allegations included tying students up with strings and putting tape over their mouths. An employee at Goodman Elementary School was placed on administrative leave after the district learned of the allegations and immediately began an investigation. But after they contacted police, they found that no child was ever injured, no child was ever actually tied up, and no child's breathing was ever restricted. They believe no crime was committed. And so no charges were filed. They say the matter will be handled internally. From the 24-Hour News Center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Pope Francis is on the last leg of his 12-day four-country trip. CBS reporter Anna Matrenga has more.
Pope Francis has arrived in Singapore, the last leg of his 12-day four-country Asia-Pacific tour. Although he has no public engagements on Wednesday, he'll spend the rest of his 3 days here meeting with government leaders and celebrating a big mass. He'll also hold a large audience with youth of various faiths to reiterate his message of dialogue between religions, a major theme of this marathon trip. Anna Matranga, CBS News, Singapore.
Oh boy, oh boy. So a Texas resident won the $800 million Mega Millions jackpot on Tuesday night. Ooh. I know it wasn't any of us because we're here today.
Right.
The winning ticket was sold at a Murphy USA in Sugarland and matched all six numbers. Those numbers, by the way, 1, 2, 16, 24, 66, and a mega ball of six. The winner has a choice between the full jackpot or a cash payout of $404.2 million. According to the Mega Millions website, four other tickets sold in California, Florida, New York, and Washington matched five numbers for a $1 million prize. This was the seventh largest jackpot in the game's history.
If I won, honestly, I would hire David Johnson straight away as my financial advisor.
Exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely, I would. So let's check in with David Johnson.
What if David Johnson won?
What if?
Oh, yeah. You can manage your own money.
That's, you know, there's been a spate of wins. I was looking the other day, and there were a bunch of Texans that were winning money all of a sudden. Maybe that's what we do to save
You're just thinking of Dak Prescott.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That was a big win. The stock market needs some good news, too, because all of a sudden we're back worried about a slowdown in the economy again. Yesterday, it was the big banks, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, and then Ally. You know, this is the financial organ that used to be at General Motors Acceptance Corp. that was spun off, that has all the car loans, and they're reporting that people are not paying. And then J.P. Morgan Chase was out saying, well, you know, these interest rates have dropped, so the money that we make turning around and loaning money out has dropped, and so our earnings are going to suffer. And Goldman Sachs said they were taking some charges against their earnings, and the financials really dragged down the industrials average. The rest of the market turned around. There were more stocks up than down. The S&P was up. The NASDAQ was up. But we have this yin and yang going on right now. Now, the focus is going to be in about 5 minutes on the consumer price index, the inflation gauge that probably will give some impetus to the Fed in guiding them toward interest rate cuts. Right now, in advance of these numbers coming out, the handicappers are saying there's a 69% chance of a quarter point cut in interest rates to the meeting next week, a 31% chance of a half point cut. But we're just going to have to see. Mortgage applications out today. The purchase index was up 2%. 30-year mortgage rates are at the lowest level since February of 2003. Six-weekly drop. They fell down to 6.29%, so headed back down again. Like I say, the CPI is coming out in a minute. Oh, and guys, on a very sad note, I wish we had I should have done an artificial intelligence song. Soup, there it goes. Campbell's Soup Company has been Campbell's Soup Company for 155 years. They've hired a marketing firm. They've done tremendous research. They've spent millions of dollars. And now it's just Campbell's Company.
Huh.
Soup, there it goes. David Johnson, News Radio 1080, Carrollton.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.